spending some time in Washington. I'm Keith Lundberg with your Farm News Update. This Farm News Update being brought to us by Farmers Union Insurance. For a no-obligation quote, contact a local agent today. The Secretaries of Agriculture, including Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota, Nebraska, and Iowa, spent some time in Washington, D.C., meeting with officials talking about the importance of agriculture. Hunter Roberts is the Secretary of the South Dakota Department of Agriculture.
It was very interesting. Certainly HPAI, avian influenza's impacts was kind of peak right then, and some other states that hadn't had the impacts that we'd had, and kind of our Midwest, for upper Midwest friends. So that was interesting to see that, and certainly there was a push from USDA kind of at the same time talking about doing some more to combat that virus. Additionally, you know, there's talk about budget changes, budget cuts federally that could impact the departments. And then, you know, one thing I'm proud of, we talked about biofuels. How do we strengthen the underlying policy and that National Association of State Departments of Ag has on biofuels? And South Dakota brought a proposal to strengthen kind of our policy statement that was well supported from our Midwest friends and passed very easily through the process. So sends a good message to our biofuels producers that we support them. We understand how important they are for our energy security and our ag security.
I like how you bring up the biofuels, especially when it comes to aviation fuel. We have Delta Airlines, very supportive in aviation fuel as well. That's a good plus for our producers.
Yeah, to have that kind of market off-taker at the table is a big thing, for sure. I mean, they understand their logistics, their cost, and their customers more so than we do. To have them at the table willing to buy us is a great thing for the future of next-generation biofuels.
This Farm News Update has been brought to you by Farmers Union Insurance. For WNAX, I'm Keith Lundberg.